With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, heard in Boston and throughout all six New England states, this is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a Radio.com sports station.
The Greg Hill Morning Show is broadcasting live from the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI studios.
Honest question, what would the mandatory quarantine law mean when it comes to professional sports here in Massachusetts, if it passes? If you missed it, yesterday here in the legislature, a bill filed which would make mask wearing mandatory, $100 fine, and out-of-state quarantine mandatory, $1,000 fine. So
either the league is going to pay a massive fine or we're just not going to be able to do visiting teams. It's not realistic. How are they going to structure that schedule if you have to quarantine for 2 weeks every time you travel? They have five games for an entire baseball season. Like, give me a break.
Cuomo sets the tone on this, as he always does. Baker follows Cuomo's lead.
Right. And both of them had horrible incidents of high death rates at their funeral homes.
There it is.
I mean,
nursing home.
Hey, Jesus. That's Ken's president you're talking about. Ken's president. That's his dream team. Cuomo and King Baker.
Cuomo Baker.
Fauci's the PR guy.
So go ahead, continue. Cuomo sets the tone.
Well, he exempted the sports teams.
He did?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, they're safer. They're more well-funded than the hoi polloi.
They're more valuable than a family who wants to go visit their relatives for an important family event or somebody who wants to go to their job.
Chicago White Sox or the Andersons who want to go to a trailer park. I'll go with the White Sox.
You would?
Yep,
okay.
Sorry.
You would.
No offense to the Andersons. Yeah. I'm sure I hear they're lovely people.
All right. But there is no way that could work with any sports. Baker would have to do it.
It's gonna be an exemption, just like it's gonna be an exemption that the Patriots get to have 30,000 people there, 20,000 people there. Come the home opener for the New England Patriots.
And what about all of our lawmakers in August? They go away, God knows where. They have to come back and quarantine for 2 weeks before
back. It's so deadly and so serious that we can provide an exemption to professional sports.
Yes. Yes.
Right,
it's the Blake Snell rule.
Well, most of them are bubbled in the case of the NFL.
They're not bubbled.
They're going to be tested every day.
The NBA is bubbled.
And baseball is tested
and
every day.
Nobody's adhering to the bubble when it comes to food or most likely sex.
Well, the good news for the ballplayers, owners, is that there's no bars open when they get to Boston, so they're not going to be getting any in trouble.
This is Tony. Hello, Tony.
Good morning. How are you?
What's up, Tony?
Hey, Tony.
All right, I have a question. Yes. So let's just look at a hypothetical thing. If I had 300,000 of something,
yes,
of which I had 4,000 bad outcomes, or if I had 110,000 of something, of which I had 8,000 bad outcomes, who did a better job?
The train gets there at 6:52.
Is this question for Ken with regard to numbers?
Exactly.
You want to check back in a couple months?
The former did a better job. If you had 300,000 of something, okay, and you had 4,000 bad outcomes, but if you had 106,000 of something and you had 8,150 bad outcomes,
yes,
the latter did a poorer job.
Yes.
The stats I just gave you, that Florida wide open. Mm-hmm. California, total shutdown. Mm-hmm. Texas, somewhere in between, have all had 300,000, and I'm rounding off 280, 290, 300,000, and no more of them have had more than 5,000 deaths, Texas being right around 3,500. Our state has had 106,000 infections. We were totally locked down, and we've had 8,150 people die. Why? What's going on?
Okay, did you check the death totals yesterday?
It seems to me that these lockdowns didn't work, okay, because all three of those big, big states are all in the same boat. And then furthermore, if you look at the infection rate, those states all are about 3.5 times the size of Massachusetts, 6 million people versus about 20 million in each, California having over 30 million people. So the infection rate is essentially the same because they're three times more infections than we have, yet they have half the deaths with 3.5 times the population. Mm-hmm. So who's doing a good job? And does all this crap that we're doing work? I postulate no. And we've never really overwhelmed our healthcare system because if things were so bad down in Florida and Houston, I don't see any boats heading down there. I don't see them building naval hospitals and stuff. They built the three hospitals in Rhode Island, and now that the same company built them, now they're taking them all down. They were never used. Something's up. Okay, and it stinks. It really, really stinks. What's going on?
Is it an open competition between Stidham
and bad, and the other side is that they're all communists? I mean, there's no middle ground here.
Stidham or Newton, Tony? Hung up on the guy.
It stinks.
Tony, is a hot dog a sandwich?
I love watching in real time Ken moving the goalposts mid-conversation. This guy's just laying facts at the moment. To get a reaction, and Ken's like, whoop, did you see yesterday a lot of people died? Like, he's rooting for it. It's embarrassing.
Oh, I'm rooting for it, yeah.
You are. You want the death number to go up so you look right.
But exemption for professional sports. Ken is all in favor of
all
it.
All in.
All in
get
favor
Kastig
of it.
Get Kastig to Fenway.
Yeah, there's a good comp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about the risk when it comes to maskne? You know that maskne is a real problem in our country right now?
I do now.
And yeah. I do get maskne.
Hey, by the way, nobody loves a good portmanteau more than Nick.
Nope. That's where I pull the companionship in every day. Portmanteau.
Not to be confused with Natalie Portman's toes.
Ooh, there's a fetish site for that.
Absolutely.
Did I ever tell you I met Miss Hirschlag?
All right.
I'll have to tell you that story.
So
401 texter wants that guy to call Doomsdale during the midday.
Yes.
We should have a follow-up with Tony from Kingston. That was a good call.
I'm saving his number. We're calling him back in 2 months.
Okay. All right. We're a little bit behind, so we'll get to Mike Tyson coming up after Ken Laird and what is trending.
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, I'm going to pass the buck here to Fitzy and Curtis because they have both been warning me of an impending story about the Washington Redskins that is set to break here this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And they know more of the details than I do. So go ahead, guys.
Okay.
So apparently a reporter for ABC7 tweeted out last night, and Ben Bolin retweeted, which is how I found it, because I love trolling Bolin, that there is an impending story in the Washington Post about a massive sex scandal with the team formerly known as the Redskins. So changing the name this week could not just be for the optics in our more racially attuned and sensitive country, but rather a bright, shiny object over here. Huh.
The minority owners within the Redskins have all jumped ship, according to one report, that this Washington Post story is going to have lurid details of major dysfunction, possible alcohol, drugs, sex. All of that in a Washington Post bombshell coming
tomorrow.
That
sounds fun. I want to go work for the team formerly known as the Redskins. Daniel Snyder, I'm going to follow this up. I'll put money on this. Maybe we need another board. I bet he's Dunsky as the owner. I've been forced to sell. Jerry Richardson was forced to sell for a couple comments.
Yeah.
And in comes Tepper, who grabs his wife's ass at his announcement.
That was a good one.
I bet you Daniel Snyder, Forsky out.
Fauci, new owner.
Well, the odds are changing based on Ordway and Zolak proclaiming that Stidham is going to be the starter in week one. A new story at WEI.com talks about how this has changed. Right after Cam Newton signed, Stidham was plus 450 to start. Now he's plus 333. So it's shorter odds. So it's changing now. The narrative is changing. Open competition. I don't know.
When Zoe says that or when Glenn says it, are they just talking about game one? So as you know, Curtis said earlier, I thought it was a ridiculous statement, but there's less pressure because Cam doesn't have to start game one replacing Tom Brady. Are they really think he wins the job over a healthy Cam Newton, over an MVP quarterback who went to a Super Bowl? They think he wins the job.
The only logic would be that Cam just doesn't have enough time to learn the playbook and he's overwhelmed or something, or injuries. I guess you could say that. But barring that, how could you suggest that?
He has to be the favorite to start.
I don't think. I think Nick said this yesterday. If he's not the week one starter, he likely wouldn't be on the roster because I don't see him willingly backing up Jarrett Stidham.
Right. No.
What are the odds on Hoyer?
Hoyer didn't make the list. Receiving votes.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here watching you guys all completely whistle past Lewerke. This is
your favorite.
Greg, I know you checked out the Cam Newton Senior Ringer podcast with Tyler Tynes, the Cam Chronicles. Do you want to hear a little bit of Cam's father, Cecil?
Sure.
He sounds a little like Edelman Senior. Like, I built this guy. I'm taking all the credit here. Here's a little bit of Cecil.
My name is Cecil Newton Senior. I am Cam's father. P.O.P. Pops. I built Cam. He'll tell you I built him. And everybody else who know me know I built him. I'm not sure the time of day, but I was there. In fact, I cut the umbilical cord. He weighed 10 pounds, 9 ounces. Biggest thing in the nursery. I loved my kids, but I was a straightforward, kind of no-nonsense guy. That's all we knew to teach our kids was Christianity. I'm a pastor. I'm not in prison. I'm not on drugs. I don't beat my wife. I've been with my wife 34 years. I'm teaching him righteousness, how to really be a man. I'm his living example of what a leader should be.
About that.
Belichick call to Cam Newton in 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, we're going to be good with the dad podcast.
I like this. See, Tom Brady Sr. should have had the podcast. He would have made millions off that.
Oh, I would have loved. I've thought Frank Edelman should have his own TV show from day one. You know how much I love Frank.
He's tremendous.
What about Frank v. P.O.P.?
Oh, Frank and P.O.P. this fall? Yeah. That's happening. That is happening.
Be beautiful. Joe Tooney's going to play on that franchise tag salary, $14.78 million. Big money for Derrick Henry, 4 years, $50 million. 25.5 of it guaranteed in Tennessee. Bristol, Tennessee had 20,000 fans in the stands for the All-Star race. And Bruce Cassidy, a finalist for the Jack Adams Coach of the Year Award. And we're 1 week away from baseball. And the Red Sox are just about to lock it up with righty Zach Godley. The Godley era begins today. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
We'll mess if you're winning football games and you're helping us continue to build on our legacy. We won't mess if you don't do your job and you make it about you and you make it about this personal revenge, you know, Cam revenge tour, and all of a sudden it's about me instead of about we, because that's how we do things up here in New England.
That's Lewis Riddick. Can we stop analyzing the social media? I got a text during the break from somebody who was suggesting – that stitty, as Nick calls him,
yes. mm-hmm.
the lack of social media presence by Jarrett Stidham is an indicator that he already has the starting job. And that Glenn would be right about that.
Enough. Enough.
I don't know about that because he's not like a real chronic poster, especially when it comes to football stuff. So I don't think that's a big indicator about that at all.
Have we heard from his dad?
Mr. Stidham?
Yes. Pops.
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 What does Pops Stidham call
him? Dad.
Cauliflower.
Cauliflower.
Crusty old Stidham.
Mm-hmm. This is Bill. What's up, Bill?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Bill.
What's going on, Bill?
I just want to say something to Ken Jong-un.
Yes.
And let him know, Tony's phone call with the numbers, because Ken's always talking about the numbers. You just got completely owned, Ken. Millions of people just heard you get owned by Tony.
Yeah, he owned me. How did he own me?
Well, he basically, put out the numbers, just like you wanted. You're always touting the numbers, and it proves we have the most deaths per population. So we're literally doing the worst. And instead of the mask that you want to stuff in your mouth, why don't you just wear a full clown mask? Because that's what you are, a clown.
Oh, yeah, good job.
Let me answer for Ken. Wait 2 weeks, Bill. That's Ken's answer. Every time, wait 2 weeks. We'll get an update on the numbers in 2 weeks, and we'll see what happens. Tony made some great points. Ken, I think you also make some great points, and it's worth noting that you don't
believe that. You don't think I make great points? Don't lie.
I do. I think I value your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I value your opinion. And you're not somebody, I assume, that would be in favor of the mandatory mask law here in Massachusetts.
I'm not against it. It's not something I'm like rooting for. I feel for the business owners. We played the guy from Michael's Deli. I'm serious about that. I think it puts them in a tough spot to have to do it on their own, and they get into fights with customers if the government takes a little pressure off them. I don't believe cloth masks work. The evidence shows they don't, so it's kind of a ruse.
Well, but I don't understand how passing a law protects business owners who are arguing with people who don't want to wear a mask.
I mean, it just takes the pressure off them. They can say
yeah,
the
they
state
don't have
is,
to be the ones to say something about it. It's just it's a law. It is what it is. Right now, it's a recommendation, and people are going into retail establishments and restaurants with the attitude that, I don't have to do this because it's not a law. If it were a law, it's a lot easier for people to argue. Like, look, it's black and white. This is it.
But
it's
I
not a recommendation.
But some of these anti-mask wearers are pretty aggressive.
Yes. They're very aggressive.
Do you think?
Oh, are they?
You think they're really going to listen because some individual working the counter at Michael's Deli in Brookline is going to tell them that it's a law?
You're going to give a hard time to someone making you an effing sandwich. You're a jackass.
I saw it live in a deli a couple weeks ago. There was a guy that was just got in from working, looked like a construction site, and he wasn't wearing a mask. And there were these women who were at the register asking him politely to please wear a mask. And he went off about how they're total BS. You believe that crap? And like the poor girl behind the teller was just like asking him politely to please step away or put a mask on. And he just he wouldn't have it at all.
It's like smoking indoors. You're not allowed to smoke indoors in Massachusetts. So if someone lights up a butt, you're like, hey, listen, I enjoy one every now and again when I go out for, guys night out, right, bro? But you can't smoke, so I have to step outside. And do people go on, this is garbage. We used to be able to smoke in restaurants and on airplanes. We've lost our, is that?
I think it's a little different than smoking a cigarette inside.
Oh, really? Because mask's knee is like the new.
Yeah.
Right. It's a debilitating disease.
Yeah.
Mask, you heard the woman. Yeah. And she also has asthma.
And I do get mask knee.
Yeah.
And Cheesecake Factory now has a mask and no mask eating section.
That woman has a medical exemption.
Yes.
To wearing a mask.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where do you go to get that?
Her doctor. She should have brought that letter with her in the first place instead of saying after the fact, I can bring this back and show you.
Is this the new comfort animal thing where you can get a mask law? Like you can get your doctor to say you have mask knee. You don't have to wear it.
Just come to me. I'll give you the prescription.
this texter is angry at me because they want me to say that the mask wearers are also aggressive. So I guess I should say it.
Yeah, there are two.
Both ways.
But the mask wearers are not the people in question when we're talking about, you know, going into a Starbucks, going into Michael's Deli, going into a place without a mask on and having to have the staff that's working there being like, hey, can you please put a mask on?
My issue is more that I'm old and I forget it sometimes.
Sure.
And then, I mean, I feel like you can't be forgiven, you know, if you forgot it, people are still, they act like you're an anti-mask wearer.
The mask tweeters are far worse than any of these people. The people that go, masks are sexy. I'm going to tweet about how much I love masks so I get 30 retweets today.
Haven't you gone through the process? Like, whenever you would leave the house, you always say to yourself, like, you know, wallet, keys, phone, right?
Yeah.
Now it's wallet, keys, phone, mask.
No.
No?
No. I mean, it's
Greg's
it's
like, wallet, keys, phone, Cliff Bar, Gorp. snack for between the two things. Mm-hmm. Slice of provolone.
But it's an
can
odd thing when you're...
oh, boy.
When you can see... Mm-hmm. When you can only see somebody's eyes, isn't it a weird thing when you're passing them in the street and they're kind of looking at you like, mm-hmm. Do I know this person? Do I
know you? Are you coming on to me? Do you not like me? Is there like a rabid dog behind me?
Do you know how many conversations I've avoided in the supermarket seeing people I know just because they're kind of like, is that I can't attack. And I'm like, nope, not me.
And I'm not a mask shamer, Danielle, but I got to say, like, when people half-ass or half-mask, if you will, and it's under the nose, I'm like, you know, that's also where, like, particles and droplets come from.
Oh,
and then when
God.
It's like, and then no, Curtis, like, if you're gonna put it on, don't just put it on like over your lower lip so it's like, anyway, so you can see. I'm sorry, let me respect your indoors. Like, someone had to come in and fix a gas line in my house this week, and one of the guys that came in respected, like, came into my house, put it on over the other guy, like, barely put it on over one lip, and it was like, hurry up, Mr. Stevens.
Well, yeah, that's the half-assed
mask.
There's that. That's the begrudging.
And it was dirty, and it was just like, this guy didn't give a flip.
Well, yes, they're all dirty. Like, nobody that I know of could be possibly washing their mask after every use.
Oh, Greg, did they not make it down to beat it against the rocks of the Charles River? Do they not have launder facilities in their basements?
Because you're a moron, and you won't wear a mask!
Wait, are you telling me that, who does the laundry? You or Mrs. Stevens?
I do it more.
It's probably
than she
equal.
Does.
The chores are equal.
I do more.
You do?
I do.
She doesn't get makes, away.
You a Downy guy or what?
No, fabric softener.
Okay,
you know,
yeah. But
he's a seventh generation guy, and you know it.
So you put.
I go for the Costco on its cheap.
So you put all the masks in the laundry and do the.
You wash if you have a cloth mask, you wash it once every week or so. Yes, and if you have the disposable ones, you wear it a couple times and then throw it away. And
no, you throw it in the parking lot.
No, what I do is I look for an area like a habitat where it'll affect the most animal lives possible,
and then I
throw it there. Then I go to the bathroom. Then I rip a cigarette.
Nick has a dry erase board where he counts how many mask wears each one has before.
You're talking to somebody who has a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mask. He's sitting to your right. And I, by the way, I'm not shaming you for that, Ken. I also am a hashtag mask rotator.
Three hooks.
Mask rotator.
Two rolls,
Saturdays
three hooks.
On WEI.
I sat in a rideshare this morning without a mask. I was
what?
That ballsy.
What?
Yep.
They
what?
Could,
the,
why didn't
all,
they kick you
why?
Out of the car?
My garage door broke.
Oh, first world problem.
So you
don't have the upper body strength to lift it up manually? It's
not
a Greg issue?
It was not that.
You couldn't just...
I called William, and he couldn't get to the house in time, so I had to hop in an Uber.
Jeeves.
But didn't the Uber guy go off?
No. He wouldn't shut up. Had he installed
the plastic bath curtain between the driver and the back seat, or no?
No, he had a mask on. I did not. Huh. And that was it. It was very exciting. Got to work.
One star.
By the way, a texter points out that mm-hmm. Ken just invented a new disease, which is secondhand COVID.
Yeah.
So that's
the worst
that's coming in the fall is the secondhand COVID. This is Steve. Steve, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, a good point on the, there's nothing worse when I go to a store and I forget to have my mask and I have to do like the walk of shame back to the car and it's very heavy. But one reason I was calling, you guys were talking about this yesterday, about the fans in the stadium.
Yes.
I honestly think sometimes that the teams don't want the fans right now is...
Hello?
I like a bunch of drinking people. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you cut out for a minute. Fans don't want the teams
Sorry
now.
About
they don't want the teams now because of what?
They might, like it only takes one Karen to say something to someone that's not wearing a mask in a stadium, and then everyone's fighting with each other over it.
Yeah.
So I think if they put the rule in place, it will take the pressure off the teams, and people will kind of maybe want to wear the mask more often. I mean, I'm not crazy about it anyways, but I think that might benefit some of the sports teams, though.
Yeah. Well, that's what Ken is saying, is that passing this law, which was filed yesterday here in Massachusetts, would take pressure off of business owners, those who are working at venues, I guess, eventually, if you get to open up a sporting venue or a concert venue or whatever, and they would just be able to say it's the law.
Wouldn't cops rather this be the case anyway? I'm sure they don't want to really enforce it, but if it's a law, okay, now I have to. It's my job. It's on the books.
You're questioning whether somebody who has a career in law enforcement wants to be running out issuing tickets.
Given the choice, they would rather have it be officially a universal message. Okay, it's against the law. I've got to do this.
I guarantee you there is no the police officer listening to the show who has ever received a 311 call or otherwise and responded and told somebody that they have to put their mask on. I can guarantee
they'd rather pick up your vehicle at Soldiersville Road and drive it here.
I'm pretty sure they're probably laughing about it.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure. All right.
It's not a laughing matter.
I'm way behind in getting to this, but when is Shark Week?
Shark Week starts August 9th.
Okay.
It's the 9th through the 16th.
So apparently, for Shark Week, Mike Tyson is going to be fighting a shark?
No. He's going to square off with a shark. Which I feel like this is one of those teasers that makes you think he's going to fight a shark, but they could never get away with that. So he'll probably be in like a cage. The shark will bump into him. They're doing it in the name of research, they say. I think we have some sound from the promo for that show.
Okay.
Iron Mike Tyson, baddest man on the planet, is back for the ultimate showdown.
Shark Week is hard, man.
Whew. Shark Week's main event, Tyson versus Jaws, Sunday, August 9th on Discovery.
Someone's gonna get bit.
Michael Buffer will call it.
I know what you're not allowed to say on the air.
It's like a $97,000 fine.
$2 million.
Downstairs Joe just beat him.
Guys, I'm aware of it. I read the corporate emails. I sat through the testing.
I just got an adrenaline blast like I was about to ram into a car.
Would you rather I drop an F-bomb?
Yes. How are they gonna be cheaper.
How are they going to do that? It's going to be him in the water with a shark?
They're going to be playing Mahjong. Yeah.
I mean,
yes, they're going to probably just be in cage. Like,
what are they going to put? Right?
It's going to be something stupid. Do you remember that in 2002, Fox had a show on, which I truly thought was one of the five funniest TV shows ever. It's called like Man versus Beast.
Yeah.
And they had like
Greg applied for that.
And they had like Kobayashi tried to eat 60 hot dogs before a bear. And he got like 32 hot dogs in. Then the bear opened his mouth and ate all 60 at once. Yeah. And they had like an elephant pull an airplane versus 40 little people. It was the most degrading show in history. But they pulled it off. They're going to do something stupid where it's like, what can Tyson do in the time the shark can do it? Like maybe they'll try to like eat something or like
a Rubik's Cube,
ram into it, which is surprisingly easy.
But isn't
it's going to be a fake competition?
Isn't that the way that they say that the way that you beat a shark is to punch it, like in the
eyes?
Willing to allow a shark to swim at him?
Yes,
and then have to punch it in the nose.
Of course, he is. He's Mike Tyson.
Yes, but also if it bites his femoral artery, he'll die in the water.
Well, yes.
That's how that works.
Yeah. This is pathetic. This is Tom Brady's future in 5 years. Oh. This will be TB12 in Tampa Bay in the harbor trying to fight a shark.
Yeah. No, it's going to be Brady versus the gorilla.
What's pathetic about it?
Oh my
it's Shark Week.
Come on, Mike. You're better than this.
Really?
Yes.
I thought he was getting ready. All these training videos, I thought he was legitimately going to try and do a George Foreman style comeback. Foreman famously won the heavyweight championship when he was 45, knocked out Michael Moore. But for Mike Tyson to train, get our hopes up that Kid Dynamite was going to come back at age 53, only to now fight a shark? Stop.
On the press release, it says Peter McNeely's going to cannonball in the middle of it.
I'm going to put this shark in a cocoon of horror. But by the way, did any restaurant make a cocoon of horror after Peter McNeely said that famously in 97? Guy was a legend.
Wiggy made a t-shirt.
Hey, Jennifer's my horror cocoon.
What do you think he gets paid for something like that?
Oh, God.
It's got to be sad.
Oh, no. It's got to be real money.
Five grand or something.
No.
No way.
Like 250.
No, he's got...
You think it's that much?
I think it's more than that.
You think so?
No, no.
I feel like it's maybe 100 max.
Mike Tyson.
100 grand, that's it?
Yeah. Mike Tyson will show up for the opening of a 100 grand bar. I mean,
he needs the money.
He's made money.
Belichick made 10 times more with his subway photos.
He did like his own one-man stage show for a while, didn't he?
He was also part of that Mike Tyson's Mysteries cartoon on Adult Swim, which was shockingly funny.
Oh, it was?
Wow. Oh, yeah, with Norm MacDonald. Yeah. That was really funny.
Greg loves Norm MacDonald.
He's the new host of Unsolved Mysteries.
Norm?
No, Mike Tyson. Oh,
according to this Sun, Mike Tyson was at one point worth $685 million. Today, his estimated net worth, $3
million. All right. You're right. 5,000.
It's actually Subway gift cards.
Yeah. All right. So when is that going to air?
August 9th is when Shark Week starts.
August 9th.
Yes. Can't wait.
That's going to be on the Sunday was when Tyson will air.
We will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
As I thought it was going alright, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day, and you'd say night. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all.
Which check would you guess is bigger? The check that Bill Belichick got from Subway or the check that Mike Tyson is getting for fighting a shark during Shark Week?
A.
Belichick. By a large margin. Yes.
Yeah. Belichick.
Yeah. Close, though.
I was looking out and listening yesterday, waiting for, you know, the people that have always praised Bill for being a team-first guy, give him a little hard time about the Subway ad. I didn't read any of that. I don't know what happened.
What do the two have to do with each other? I'll play along.
Well, it's just, he always says players should subjugate their ego for the team, and he's sitting there on a Branford green having a lovely footlong while making millions of dollars for a photo shoot.
You have a sick obsession. It's not good, the obsession that you have for the guy.
Ooh.
It's, what?
And his spouse, his better half, Linda Holiday, liked a Trump Instagram post that said the silent majority will win again.
Canceler.
Uh-oh.
Check and like. Cancel. You're out.
Cancel. Canceled.
I mean, that, I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I think the McCourties are going to do a two-hour podcast on that alone tonight.
Has Bill Belichick ever told a single player that they could not do an endorsement deal?
Yes, Tim Tebow. He talked about it, that he had agreed to a million-dollar endorsement deal, and then he got to the Patriots and was told not to do it.
Only because he knew there was going to be a circus of media and attention on Tebow and thought it was too early. And, of course, Tebow got cut before the season, so...
Was it for ChristianMingle.com?
Mm-hmm. It was for Plenty of Fish.
No, it was for the station that replaced AAF.
Thank you all. God bless.
First of all, Nick, it wouldn't be Plenty of Fish. It would be Two Fish, which could feed everyone.
Isn't Plenty of Fish or Plenty O Fish a Christian dating website?
I don't believe so.
No, Plenty of Fish, no.
It's not a Jesus fish.
How about Kettle of Fish?
Not based on the activities that people seem to be participating in parking lots when they meet.
How about Punch the Fish?
Plenty of Fish is kind of like bottom of the barrel when it comes to sites. That's like the I'm cheap and I don't want to pay for anything and I want somebody that's easy but I don't want to install Tinder.
I mean, Curtis will go to any ridiculous length to try to disparage Bill Belichick. The fact that the guy does an endorsement deal has nothing to do with putting the team first.
It certainly does.
It does not. He recorded one commercial in Connecticut, right near Tom Brady's house in Greenwich.
Right.
And that's it. He's done. It's not
Cam
like
Newton's replacing Brady and Belichick's replacing Fogle. It's kind of a weird offseason.
It's not like he's doing appearances. Do you think that on Saturdays he's going to be showing up at the Subway in Leominster?
Oh, big day there.
Yeah.
Okay. You want the Italian.
Was he going to work behind the counter like Gronk did the drive-through at Dunkin' Donuts? I don't think so.
It's beneath Bill Belichick.
Beneath him?
Of course it is.
It's not beneath him.
What if he thought that's the exact reason he should do it? Maybe Belichick thought, people are really going to get a kick out of this. I should totally do it. Linda 100% ordered the ad. We know that, Curtis.
And I highly doubt, this texter is correct, highly doubt he's making millions of dollars for one Subway ad.
If it's less than $1 million, he's a moron.
His value for one commercial is $1 million.
Think about how much he's
With his brand, I can't see him signing on to something for less than that.
Well, he probably didn't do it for SAG day rate.
I don't think it's less than a mil.
No, yes. What?
You do the math. I don't know.
$250.
Subway
would pay him $1 million for one ad?
No.
No.
Danielle, how despised Belichick is outside of New England. People hate this man with the passion of 10,000 burning suns.
But look at the incidental value that comes along with it. We're talking about it incessantly after just a preview video came out. And the people that hate Bill Belichick, what are they going to do? Talk about it as well.
Yeah, no, I don't doubt any of what you're saying, but I doubt the fact that Curtis is acting like that's not putting the team first is ridiculous.
Of course it is.
Did your hero put the team first when it came to TB12 or Hulu or any of that?
Tom Brady.
Great point, Craig.
Made his bones in 2000, whatever it was, early 2000s, when he did the MasterCard commercial with his entire offensive line. He always included his team in his spots.
Past tense.
And
past tense.
TB12, in Tom Brady's mind, I'm not saying I agree with this, but in his mind, the TB12 lifestyle is a gift to his teammates because he's enhancing their career.
We don't really do it that way.
If you're referring to like the Audi deal, he took the money and then the Audi gave the O-line cars. It's not quite the same thing. So in Bill's case,
he's
taking the money and the guys get free subs.
Yes, in Bill's case, he is doing this, making himself the story while he's telling Cam Newton to be quiet and dropping dimes to Ordway and Zolak.
That he's said to be quiet to Cam Newton.
If he said it, he's clearly not listening.
Right.
I mean, we have a reality show on his father. I mean, he's not listening if Belichick said that. There's no way Belichick said that. This is Chad. Hey, Chad.
Hey, Ken.
What's going on? What's up?
Hey, Greg, I got two quick points. So I got an obscure reference to the punching the shark in the nose. A couple weeks ago, you guys did a story on a guy that saved his son that was surfing by punching him in the nose. He got bit, but it was pretty gnarly.
Yes.
And then my second point is, you think that they could have picked the worst boxer to fight against a shark, one that can't even pronounce their S's? I'm going to go against a shark.
That could be an issue. They'll probably have a name for the shark, I'm guessing.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, of course they
think,
will.
I don't think they'll risk that. Probably not.
Unnamed shark.
Not. I like this text that just came in. Ken Laird is going to play a tennis match against a giant squid November 7th.
I'd win that.
Is it accurate that Bill is donating what he makes from the Subway endorsement deal to charity?
I am looking forward to doing a deep dive into Belichick's foundation.
Nice. Yeah, I can confirm that.
Curtis, this has nothing to do with football operations. Why are you such a moron?
Well,
we don't have enough time to go over that.
I was dropped.
I can't stand Bill Belichick.
But, I mean, that was bizarre that Ordway and Zoe get that exact story at the same time.
Yeah, Fitzy, that was Fitzy's lead yesterday. Don't bring
story,
that up.
What story did they get?
Bring it up. Just give me credit, Ken.
Stidham is going to start week one.
They're guessing at the starter on July 16th.
They're not guessing. They're reporting it. I mean, they've been briefed. I mean, they even admit it. They've talked to people in the organization.
There has been a, from who I've talked to out of both of their mouths.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like when Dale says the people who allowed me to tell you that Tom Brady was going to Tampa Bay have allowed me to tell you that Stidham is the you're telling me that either one of them, Zolak or Ordway.
Well, Ordway has been inside a Subway for 6 months, staked out. He finally got all this info.
Is that code, staked out? The Subway got rid of some texter was enraged yesterday on Subway because they no longer, for biological or planet reasons, they no longer sell roast beef.
What?
But yet
what?
They still sell a steak and cheese.
And they put it in a plastic bag.
It's because somebody figured out that their roast beef was made from turkey. Everything's made from turkey at Subway. FYI. Just FYI. Yes, including the people.
Is it Soylent Green?
It's made from people.
Off the building!
They
are saying that they have been told.
Mm-hmm. My source, I've heard the players I've talked to, my sources, the people I've spoken with. These are the operative phrases I've heard from QBX and Ordway.
Well, didn't Ninkovich suggest the same?
Mm-hmm.
A week or so ago?
Yeah, cut like 2.5 weeks, but 2 weeks back on Get Up.
Yeah.
He said the same thing. Yes, he thought it was Stidham's job to lose.
Yeah,
this was
Nick
team.
Had it in his lead the other day.
No, I didn't. Now you just tried to get a Laird laugh.
But that is odd, Greg. You know it's odd that this is coming out at the same time. It's not them just wildly guessing. It's not like Mutt and Dana Pinapinto getting the Red Sox schedule. I mean, I think this is Belichick.
Holy inside baseball.
This is Belichick.
Yeah.
Giving it to Burrs or someone in his circle that gets it out to Zoe and Glenn.
And what has he accomplished by doing that?
I believe now that he doesn't want Cam to be the guy that replaces Brady week one. I believe he wants Stidham to get the week one start, get out there, and then week two, after the week one loss to the Dolphins, you bring Cam in and he's the savior.
No. This is just controlling the narrative. Like, Belichick's embarrassed that Cam said elephant in the room, I'm replacing Tom Brady. He's like too overtly declaring he's the starter. So Belichick's embarrassed, then he's trying to spin it back the other way.
Not embarrassed, but it's definitely, as Fourier would say, Jedi mind tricks. He's definitely just putting a little something out there just to make, just not to humble Cam, but just to make sure he stays focused and doesn't get too big for his britches before he throws his first pass.
That's fine now.
Yeah, it's fine.
But when it gets to week one,
mm-hmm.
he's going to make the decision that most benefits the football team. I mean, if you think that a healthy Cam Newton
that's correct.
Is not the option over Jarrett Stidham this season,
mm-hmm.
then I think it's ridiculous.
But you keep saying a healthy Cam Newton. We don't know that he's healthy. We don't.
Which is why they didn't pay him $25 million.
Right. I'm in full agreement. I'm just saying, I mean, if he plays well, it's an awesome deal. If he's healthy, it's a great deal. But we don't know if he's healthy.
I do what's best for the football team.
Which is why what Belichick did makes sense, though people continue to say that it's a racist contract or he should be angry at his agent or how could they make Cam Newton do this? No wonder he wants to roar. Oh,
I have a great line. I wish somebody would ask this. Skip Bayless was the one we've spoke. I was my lead today. We played it a couple times talking about race and Cam Newton and playing in Boston.
It'll be Ken's tomorrow. Brady. Yep.
Yep. Skip Bayless makes $7.5 million a year at Fox.
Yes.
I am sure that is much more than Shannon Sharp makes on the same show.
You think he's making more than Shannon Sharp?
I know he is.
You know he is?
It's in my contract.
I am almost positive I'm almost positive that he makes at least a million more than Shannon Sharp to be a host on the same show.
That's a great point.
So is Fox racist? Is Skip Bayless? Why does he allow himself to be paid more than his African-American co-host?
That's a great question. Mm. That is a great question. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm. 617-779-7937 if you want to call this morning, or if you would prefer to text. The text line is 37937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.